Earlier this year, the Ozark Natural Science Center announced it was suspending operations because of fiscal constraints. For more than 20 years, the ONSC, located on nearly 500 acres in wooded Madison County, has served as a site for members of the public, especially school children, to connect with nature. Thousands have spent time at the campus since it opened. For some, an overnight stay at ONSC was the first time away from an urban setting. Reaction to the announcement of the suspension of operations earlier this year, a sort of organizational near-death experience, was swift and passionate. Today, the ONSC Board of Directors is beginning a capital campaign effort to raise money to keep ONSC open. This morning, I reached David Thrasher, a member of the ONSC board, to talk about the events of the first few months of 2013 and about today's announcement of a public capital campaign.
It's probably been a couple of months ago that we really came to the decision of the, as you say, near-death experience. It was really a suspension of operations rather than a complete stop. But, you know, we were to a point financially where we just could not see a way out. We had worked up quite a bit of debt, and our program in the past has not been self-sufficient. It's we've had to raise money for our school programs out there, and it just got to the point where it was more money than we could possibly raise, and we reached that impasse. I mean, the details are the schools were paying us about $134 per student, and it was costing us about $200 a student, and when we got up to 3,000, 3,500 students, the numbers just became absolutely more than we could raise. But as a result of that, we have really looked at our program, and we've been able to find some real savings in our program through some real great detail analyses that our board has done. And, you know, our program has become much more self-sustaining now because of that, so that was a real success. And now, with all the outpouring of support from the public and from our supporters, we've been able to embark now on this capital campaign that's going to give us real financial security as well.
Are there different sorts of stool legs to the stool of the capital campaign?
Yes, there are. We've been going through what we call a silent phase, where we've been going out to really key supporters for larger donations. We've been very successful there. And now we're opening up the public part of this campaign where anyone can step forward and make donations in any way. I mean, you can call us and send us a check, or you can go on our website, which is www.onsc.us, and you can donate on our website. And that public part of the campaign will be very important to us, not only for the money, which is exceedingly important, but also to show that we do have a lot of public support out there.
Is there a goal for the public campaign?
Yes, the goal is $1 million.
Nice and even.
Yes, absolutely. And it's going to do a lot of great things for us. It's going to set us up with some operating capital. In the past, we've had to operate through debt. We had to, you know, one of our local banks has been very good for us. It's Arvest Bank. They've been good to us and allowed us to borrow money to operate the program and then pay them back as we could. But that's just not a good way to do business. And this will allow us operating capital. It'll allow us to fund our gap between what we can collect per student and what it costs us per student. It'll allow us to do some deferred maintenance. It will allow us finally to hire a development director that will help us in future fundraising. It'll also allow us to do an assessment of our program. We've never been able to tell donors in the past the effect of our program on the students. We know it's great. We know the students go out there. We know they have a great experience, and we know that it affects the students, but we can't give a number to it. We can't put a quantity on it. And we're going to be able to do that in the future. We're going to be able to go to our supporters and to other foundations and say, look at this great effect that we are having upon the students that come to the Science Center.
You know, one of the great things about the Ozark Natural Science Center is that it's if not in the middle of nowhere, it is in what is still a pretty remote part of Northwest Arkansas.
Absolutely.
But I think one of the things that has perhaps hurt it in the past is that it's in one of the most remote parts. And so many of the people who go through are young people. I mean, fifth graders, you know, young people. And so...
Yeah, 11, 12 years old.
Uh-huh. Exposure has been limited, perhaps, to some members of the public to what has been happening there.
We feel that we are the greatest thing around that nobody knows about because of our great location. And it is wonderful for what we do to be immersed out there in the natural wilds of the Ozarks. But then again, unlike a lot of the other great causes that I try to support, nobody drives past it. Nobody sees it on a daily basis. Nobody thinks about it on a daily basis. So, and we've got some marketing to do because of that, and this capital campaign will also allow us to do that.
Is there some sense that this was a tough experience for 2013, the suspension, but because there has been so much interest, there is sort of a silver lining to what has happened in the first couple of 3 months of 2013?
At a board meeting just this past Monday night, I told our fellow board members, look, we have taken this organization that was right on the precipice of falling over into oblivion, and we are drawing it back into the forest of sustainability. And it's just been a great experience for me. I know the vote, it was a vote we had to have because we saw nothing, no other alternative. The vote to suspend operations was one of a real trying times for me, and all the support that I've seen since then and the vote by the board to continue operations has been a real success story for me.
David Thrasher is a member of the board of directors of the Ozark Natural Science Center. David, thank you so much for your time.
You're absolutely welcome.
I spoke with David Thrasher earlier this morning about the new capital campaign designed to raise $1 million for the Ozark Natural Science Center. It launched today. And in the interest of full disclosure, I did serve as the MC for the ONSC fundraiser titled Call of the Wild in Rogers last spring. This is Ozarks at Large.